Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week, same time, right here on KKHT 100.7, The Word, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news today, folks, is your pain and suffering is only temporary. Yes, that's right. Your pain and suffering is only temporary because your faith will always save the day and help you overcome whatever is keeping you from feeling your best mentally, physically, and emotionally. You got it? I am excited to be sharing the Word of God to you all today. Today's message focuses on learning how to overcome the world in terms of understanding the difference between doing the right thing versus the wrong thing. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, it is, folks. And as you may know, the Word of God states it plain and simple for us all to understand that we all have a choice to live in dishonesty or live in God's truth. And I will share with you today through the Word of God the difference of the two. I hope you find today's message enlightening as well as necessary in your everyday walk with the Lord. So listen up and closely to this message today, folks. You don't want to miss it. My prayer is that you walk away knowing that you too have the right to be set free from all the worldly standards communicated in many different ways in this life as we know it today. So the scripture of the day comes from the book of John 14:6. The title of the message today is Overcoming the World. And the question of the day is this, folks. What side of the law are you on? Again, the title of the message today is Overcoming the World. And the question of the day is, what side of the law are you on? And what I mean by what side of the law are you on? Are you on the side of the Bible accountable to the Word of God, or are you on the side of your own law doing as you please, which leaves you accountable to yourself? And I can tell you from experience, folks, you don't want to be there. So moving on, the first thought of the day is this. There are no shortcuts when it comes to doing things decent and in order. Whether you are one that has one foot in with the Lord and working on a personal relationship with Him, but the other foot is planted firmly in the ground of all those misguided situations in your life, no matter who you are or where you come from, we are all held accountable to God for our actions or lack of. You got it? So folks, moving on, the wise thing to do is make sure you are committed to living in God's truth. That's right. Make sure you are committed to living in God's truth. And I know I'm setting myself up here because I know some folks may say, there are many truths, Susan. And some of you might be surprised that I agree. There are many truths out there, but there is only one God truth I am speaking of today. So yes, there are many truths outside of God, but each truth is according to that which you are living. Each truth is that which you find fascinating. So, if you live in the world's truth, then there are things you have to be accountable to in that world of truth. However, the God truth is according to the Word of God, the Bible. You got it? Now, I know some of you may be Bible scholars and have been teaching the Word of God for quite some time. Either way, we all have to come front and center with what truth we live by each and every day. You got it? So today my focus is to give you what I believe the God truth is. And the God truth is there is something called heaven and hell, folks. They both exist. And those that are wise seek to know more about heaven and looking to inherit the kingdom of God, looking to accomplish the ultimate prize, which is to live for eternity in heaven in nothing short of love in its purest form. That's right, love, joy, peace, every second of the day in its purest form. So as time with God is not suspended, folks, it is what it is. Time with God is not suspended. It is what it is. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's right. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we have to be more like God, more like Christ. You got it? You see, God is the creator of all things, including time, so He can do whatever He wants to do with His time, is what Hebrews 13:8 says to me. And I am going to read it again. That is Hebrew chapter 13, verse 8, and it reads, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You see, folks, God will never change. We can always depend on His Word, the Bible, to be food to our souls. You got it? So as I move on and into the main message in Scripture here, think about this one. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save us, right? Which means to save you and I, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him would be saved. And Him is Jesus Christ. So, if God loved you and I, that He would send a liaison, Jesus Christ, to help guide us through the Word, the Bible, through the hard times, through every trial we are faced with, then surely I can be obedient to the upward call in Christ Jesus, right? Surely we can use our time on this earth to promote the living Word of God through Jesus Christ, right? Are you still with me, folks? I hope your mind is wide open and following the message here today. Again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the title of the message today is Overcoming the World. And the question of the day is, what side of the law are you on? Yes, what side of the law are you on? Meaning the right side of the law is living and breathing God's truth, which is the Word, the Bible, and the other side of the law is living and breathing and doing whatever you want to do. You following the message here so far? Again, the scripture of the day comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, and it states, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, folks, overcoming the world, living in God's truth, is to know that Jesus Christ was sent into the world to save the world. God sent His Son so that you and I would be able to overcome the world. We would have a way out of ourselves. We would be able to escape all the pain and suffering from trying to live up to the world's standards. So we were giving a second chance to finally get it right. You follow me? Again, John 14:6 reads, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So folks, let me elaborate on the scripture really quick. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, understand that there is God, Jesus, and now we have the Holy Spirit. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save us, to save the world. And when Jesus was ascended up into heaven, it speaks of in the book of Acts that we were gifted with the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you always have God near. You always have your Holy Spirit. You always have the teachings of Jesus Christ. They all work together. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So folks, God's truth is a way of life. If you don't know how to live, tap into the Spirit. Read the Word of God. Know what Jesus did while He lived on His earth. That was our example. That's why He sent Jesus into the world, so that it would give us a living, breathing example of how we are to live. You got it? So God's truth is a way of life, folks. You can't get to the truth unless you figure out which way to go, right? Which brings me back to the first thought of the day. Again, are you 1 foot in with the Lord and working on a personal relationship with Him, but the other foot is planted firmly in the ground of all those misguided situations in your life? Are you being pulled in two different directions? Do you have 1 foot over here and then the other foot living however you want to live? Remember, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So tell me, what way or direction are you going in? What truth are you living? You follow me? Again, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, question to all of you, how is it that you get to know the mind of God? You have to tap into the Spirit. You have to read the Word of God. You have to understand what Jesus' mission was while He was on this earth. Healing, overcoming. This is what Jesus demonstrated for us. No matter what they did to him, he was still willing to stand for the Lord. No matter what he did and no matter what was going on around him, he still continued to stand firm to show you and I that there is a way out when everything around you is crumbling. You follow me? So Jesus says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now moving on, folks, here is something to think about or imagine happening. I want to give you a visual really quick. Can you imagine standing with both feet pointed in opposite directions? Maybe one foot in front of you and the other foot maybe behind you. Sounds impossible, right? So again, imagine standing with both feet pointed in opposite directions. One foot in front of you and the other in back of you. Again, as I said before, this would be impossible. Now, you know, in order to walk or run, both feet would have to be moving in the same direction, right? Now, as you visualize that, also think about this. Think about trying to take off from standing still to run in opposite directions. Cannot and will not happen, folks. And if you see this, pray really, really hard, because this is not normal according to physics, and scientists would have a fun time disproving whoever says this is possible, disproving that no human being can travel in two different directions at the same time. It can't happen. So in this case, using my point here, either you're with God traveling down that road to heaven, or you're on the other side of the fence traveling down that road where the world makes you and shapes you into what it wants you to do. You got it? There is a difference here. So again, if you have one foot with the Lord and working on a personal relationship with Him, but the other foot is planted firmly in the ground of all the dishonesty taking place in your life, they are worlds apart and will never mesh. You got it? So here it is, folks. Unless you are honest with yourself and living in God's truth, then you are only fooling yourself. Yes, that's right. You are only fooling yourself. You are only hurting yourself, because honesty begins with you being true to yourself and wanting to change your life for the better. Yes, wanting to change your life for the better. You can't go on living the way you've been living in your mind and in your heart. You have to change. Again, life with Christ and life with the world are worlds apart, and it will never mesh. You got it, folks? I do have to take a break here shortly. When I come back, I am going to conclude today's message and give my final thought. But before I take a break, I want to read a scripture that says it best. John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, and it reads, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest their deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." I am going to leave you thinking about that during the break. I have to pause for a sponsor break here from GFDM. Web Design and Marketing is a fast and creative web development and marketing company. And here is a little more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing. I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional every day for 30 days beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online again beginning April 6th for 30 days and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back, folks. On the other side of the break, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. The title of the message today is Overcoming the World, and the question of the day is, what side of the law are you on? Meaning the right side of the law is breathing and living in God's truth, which is the Word of God. You have to live it. It has to be a part of the fabric of your soul. So living and breathing God's truth, which is the Word of God, the Bible. Or on the other side of the law is living and breathing and doing whatever you want to do, accountable to no one. You are the law of yourself. You get my point here? So today's focus is to give you what I believe the God truth is. And the God truth is there is something called heaven and hell, folks. It exists. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, that those who are wise seek to know more about heaven. And I have a scripture I am going to read to you that will hopefully answer that question for you. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, and it states, "For no one can lay down any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Again, for no one can lay down any foundation other than the one that has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. You see, folks, Jesus Christ is our foundation, our starting point, all that there is to know in God. So start today by opening your mind and your heart to the rest of your life in Christ. My final thought of the day is this: the truth lies in the way we live, but deception lies and waits for the perfect opportunity to deceive you. It's time, folks, that we come together as one body, one way, one truth, living one life to help our fellow brothers and sisters overcome the world. Overcome the status quo in order to live in God's truth through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to leave you with the scripture of the day, John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So to all those who are interested in which way, which truth, which life to give your time to, I am here to tell you that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God of truth. Yes, that's right. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God of truth. I hope you found the truth in this message today, folks. I hope you share it with everyone you know. God is able, but are you willing? As John 8:32 says it best, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Take a listen to a song called Faith Walk, I personally recorded to encourage you along your faith walk journey with Christ. Take a listen. I will be right back.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome back again. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I hope you enjoyed Faith Walk. It's a song I personally recorded to encourage you along your Faith Walk journey with Christ. Feel free to go to my website and download it. Pass it on to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, everyone you think is having a hard time. And I just know God is going to lift their spirits in listening to this song. Also, I pray you found comfort in today's message content and scriptures that will let you know that you are loved in spite of it all. Yes, people, you are loved in spite of it all. So now it is time to say goodbye again. I will meet you right here, same time, on KKHT 100.7 The Word next week, same time right here. Feel free to go to my website any time of the day or night at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Listen to this message again, as well as all of my previous shows. Also, while you're on my website, be sure to sign up, folks, for the 30-Day Faith Walk Daily Devotional beginning April 6th. For 30 days, I will teach you how to step into the promise of God. You don't want to miss this. Go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. Sign up for the Faith Walk 30-Day Daily Devotional beginning April 6th. Finally, I want to repeat this scripture because it says it best. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Are you free today, folks? If not, all you have to do is step into the truth, which is the Word of God. I don't want to forget this. As always, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.